When you're in the sixth grade, lunch isn't just about dining. It's a time for socializing with your friends, even if you can't take the same math and science classes that they do. Or maybe especially if you can't see them in math and science. But it doesn't always work that way.
The hardest thing as a parent was last year coming to the school and walking in to visit my daughter during lunch and seeing this whole table of children separated on the edge of the cafeteria, all of whom have varying disabilities. And to me, it was stark and outrageous.
That's Josh Rankin, the father of Riley Rankin, whose life has been a physical struggle from the very start.
Riley is our oldest daughter. She's at 13 years old, and she was diagnosed as failure to thrive when she was about 6 weeks old. We found out she had some heart issues, and then from there found out that she had a rare genetic abnormality.
Lee Rankin is Riley's mom.
It's common for children with genetic abnormalities to have delays. It's common for them to be smaller. She's had 3 open heart surgeries. She has had 4 corrective eye surgeries. She has a rare form of epilepsy called ESES, where she has seizures around 80 to 90% of her sleep.
Okay, so tell me what she's like. If she were here, what would I see?
She's an extremely social, outgoing kid. She's cognitively been measured at around age 3 or age 4 from an academic standpoint, but she's very much 13 in every other way and loves Justin Bieber, especially his second album now, or his latest album.
I mean, she has special needs, but all of my children would argue that they are just as special as she is. And that's kind of the goal, right? And that's kind of what we're asking for Riley, is that equal chance to fail or succeed and to be treated just as equally.
Students with disabilities have individualized education plans, known as IEPs, that specify what classes they'll take and what assistance they'll receive. Some, like Riley, have an aide who stays with them throughout the school day. Josh Rankin says these students, the kids with one-to-one aides, were clustered around a table far from the mainstream students on the day he went to have lunch with his daughter.
All our students have the choice of where they sit.
That's Jen Farnsworth, Director of Special Education Services at the Ball Chatham School District, where Riley is a student.
We do not in any way segregate our students, and we don't ever plan to segregate our students because that's not in our students' best interests.
Farnsworth is telling the truth, but so are the Rankins. Sure, they say the kids have a choice, but some aren't verbal, some use wheelchairs, so how much of a choice do they really have? And with separate classes, even a separate area for special ed lockers, it's hard to stay in touch with friends from fourth grade where the lines weren't drawn so brightly. Last Friday, after this problem cropped up again, Lee vented her frustrations on Facebook. "These children have had to fight and struggle just to grow up," she wrote. "Please don't make them have to fight for simple human contact." Her post has been shared more than 250 times. Riley is back having lunch with her peers, but her parents want all the kids to have that same chance.
We're lucky that Riley is naturally social despite all of the challenges that she faces. Most kids with developmental differences can't come home and tell you what is wrong or what they want. It's up to us, parents, the community, peers. I think everyone has to play some sort of a role in representing their voice. And I would be remiss if we just let it go and just went with the path of least resistance, because that's what it is.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.